This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You're early this morning.
Am I?
Yeah. I am. Me and Andy were sitting there and you come rocking in and I thought, what, did he not pick up an Uber yesterday?
No, I did. You know, I caught a cab this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, because I had to stay somewhere else last night.
Oh, that's right. Because getting your house redecorated.
And I went in and I just thought...
So where'd you leave Fuzzy? So you went to a hotel because you couldn't stand the smell.
Like this, but what did you do with Fuzz? There's dust everywhere.
Yeah, where's
Fuzzy? Fuzzy's at his grandparents.
That's right. So I was going to say, if you left Fuzzy at home, there would have been so much trouble.
Yeah. No, I was going to bring him in, actually. But you know what? I had that instant coffee this morning because that's all it was. And I tell you what, that's why I'm running late.
Yeah.
It was like having petrol.
Oh, that's terrible. And especially at $1.85 a litre. I mean, you wouldn't want to be drinking that stuff, would you?
But yeah. I did catch a cab in because there was a cab out the front.
Oh, good.
And I caught a cab in and you
was
know
he
what?
As friendly as the Uber?
No, he was a bit annoyed because I was only travelling a short distance.
See, this is where cabs have been their own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Because you get into them, they're never happy, are they?
No.
Hello?
No, yeah. And then he was quite rude. He goes, yeah. Where do you want to go? And I said, oh, I want to go into the city. And yeah. And he's just the whole way, he was just, you could tell he was so annoyed yeah. that he didn't get a trip to the airport.
Oh, that's what they want, isn't it?
Yeah, the airport. They want the airport.
That time of the morning, you'd be thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, this is, you're right. So I'll go back to the other
and
one
the
next
problem
week.
Is you can't rate them like Uber.
No.
You should be able to rate taxis.
But don't forget, I could be assertive back to him and he can't rate me either.
Oh, that's true.
So I didn't lose my rating, which I kind of liked.
Yeah, well, we know what you have got a thing for men that drive you around.
Yeah.
He sees a guy on a bicycle and he goes running down the street. Anyone that can give him a lift anywhere.
Yeah. Coca-Cola may have a new flavour coming out, but not here. Won't be here, but in Canada, potentially. They're eyeing cannabis-infused drinks.
You know, is Coke getting that desperate? They've got to get people stoned to go back.
According to a statement, the company said Monday it's closely watching the use of cannabis in functional wellness beverages.
I suppose because look, the difference is in these countries now, cannabis is illegal, or even cannabis oil, which is used for medicinal purposes and things like that. So really, I could be saying I'm drinking marijuana Coca-Cola because of my, I don't know.
Because some, whatever the...
What is it good for?
I don't know.
Well, I tell you what it's good for. It's good for getting ugly people late. Let me tell you that.
According to a report in Bloomberg, the company is in talks with one of the Canadian marijuana producers. And while sales in sugary sodas have slowed down, health drinks are on the rise.
Let me tell you, put marijuana in Coke and these sales will go through the roof. Yeah.
So they're trying to turn Coke into a health drink.
I'm still trying to think of the Canadian, you know, company trying to talk to the cannabis provider. That would be an extent. Hello. Hello, can you see? You know, you'd be having a business meeting and they'd be going, look at that light up there. Isn't it pretty? Let me get my bongos out and we can play a song.
But I've got some bad news for you because unlike the THC, which is the compound in cannabis that causes
what, THC?
The high.
Isn't that like...
THC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. That was TLC, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was TLC. Okay. The substance they're going to put in is non-psychoactive. So it's believed to have anti-inflammatory.
Hey, hang on. You're going to put pot in Coke and it's got nothing
in it. It's got nothing in it.
So basically... It's no, but grass in a drink.
But this is Coke, right? So, or whatever they want to brand it as.
Grass in a drink, that could be, yeah, no.
They're claiming that it's going to have anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, anti-seizure effects.
Oh.
And because it doesn't make the drinker intoxicated, it's going to have some of the benefits of, you know, all the other benefits of cannabis without the intoxication.
Excellent. You had me excited. You got me disappointed, you got me excited again, and guess what? You let me down again.
But you know...
Nah.
But I did a search yesterday. I was just doing some research.
Yeah. It's called Grindr, everybody.
What's going on in... I asked my Grindr friends.
Oh, that's yeah.
And you can also get cannabis fried chicken.
In America?
Well, in Canada too.
Oh, in Canada?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these Canadians? No, there's nothing wrong with these Canadians. This is what happens. You give them pot in their Coke and pot in the chicken, and what do? They get a prime minister who's hot,
yeah.
who dances down the street in Mardi Gras. You know, Maybe we should start getting our politicians.
Maybe we need to have a campaign to have the laws changed here so that we can get some decent politicians.
Let me just ring up. I'll get a delivery of how many barbecue chickens and Coca-Cola do I need delivered to Canberra. We might actually get some shit done in that place.
We've had our deconstructed foods craze going on in Melbourne.
What is wrong with Melbourne?
So we've had...
when you make a sandwich, you put the top together.
We've had deconstructed sausage sizzles.
Have we had a deconstructed sausage?
Yeah.
No, you're going back to last night. Hello, can I order a deconstructed sausage?
We've spoken about Vegemite on toast being deconstructed with a smear across the plate. We've had that. Now we've got deconstructed avocado on toast.
Yes. Well, how can you deconstruct an avocado? What do they give you, the plant and a watering can? You got to sit there and grow the avocado?
Someone is upset and has posted it on Instagram. It's from a Melbourne cafe. It's $13.50.
Mm-hmm.
And it's advertised as seasonal avocado with citrus, toast and local kelp.
Oh, my God, there's the picture. So they've cut the avocado in half, haven't even taken the skin off it and shoved it on the plate. And you're going to peel it.
That's it.
See, this makes me angry. If I won't go to a restaurant where I've got to join the queue with the tray. I ain't in prison, bitch. You know what I mean? If I'm sitting there, it's like this. I'm in a restaurant and I'm paying. I'm paying. I want you. I'm that pathetic. I want them to cut my meal up. Next time I go to a restaurant, if I'm paying more than $20 for a meal, and what do they want to charge you? $18. For $18, I want them to cut it and feed it to me. I'm not making this stuff. This is ridiculous. What is wrong with Melbourne?
I could just see you sitting in your high chair, kicking your legs.
And I'd be throwing a performance. Yeah. I would. But for $18, I want they'll be cutting it and feeding it to me. I won't be making it.
I reckon they'd actually be shoving the avocado in your mouth whole the way you speak to them.
No, I say it nicely. I mean, I'm not rude, totally.
But it's got a piece. The picture shows dry toast.
Oh, it's dry.
There's half the avocado.
You can't even swallow it. It's that dry.
A wedge of lime and a line of salt on the side.
You're right. I don't know whether to snort it, insert it, or throw it at somebody. Where am I going with this?
Joy 94.9, Tom and Warren for breakfast. I caught you off guard then.
Well, I was talking because I was looking at something there. It said about a Brownlow medal. And the worst thing last year on Gogglebox is they made me watch this thing called a Brownlow, right? So you know what it is, basically? These people sit in a room.
Mm.
This man stands on stage and goes, boring idiot, 6 points. Moron that has no education, 11 points. You know, very unattractive but hot body, 14 points. That's all they do.
So it's
they
based
just keep
on...
calling points. And at the end of the day, they go, oh, hey, he wins. Then he stands up on stage and they give him this bit of necklace and it's about 2 centimetres big.
And that's it?
Not even Le Croix. So no, if you're coming out to give me a necklace and I've spent 2.5 hours listening to you talk about boring, I want it to be in a Tiffany's box. At least turn up in a blue box, open the ribbon and then present the man a Tiffany's thing.
Tom, are you gluten intolerant?
No. No, because it's pretend. It's made up.
You reckon?
It's all in your head.
Well, there's some new research that's showing that gluten...
By the Ponds Institute. We've discussed this every week. I believe nothing. Yeah.
They're in their white coats. They're all beautiful.
Just because you wear... Look, I go home occasionally and put on a white soap and put a stethoscope around my neck. Doesn't make me a doctor.
Well, researchers found that gluten could be making some people depressed or tired more often than it actually causes stomach problems.
I think they got it wrong because I find that I get very bored and depressed when I meet people who are gluten. Intolerant. They go on. You go out to a restaurant. Does that have wheat in it? Can I have that? Oh, my God. Just swallow it. Shut up.
Scientists have discovered, and not at the Ponds Institute, that gluten produces mental health responses in some people after they eat foods like bread or pasta. And there are some genuinely intolerant people.
Oh, of course. I mean...
Celiac disease. I think 1% of people have that.
Yeah, 1%, not the other 90%.
No, 1%. Yeah. But 12% of people also claim they have some sort of gluten sensitivity, which causes bloating and cramps.
Mm. And I've got here the Medical Journal of Australia, and it's called Glutard. Straight up.
I reckon I get that sometimes. Don't you eat bread and you bloat? Does that ever happen to you?
No. So you're eating it incorrectly if you're bloating.
This study was done at La Trobe University here in Melbourne.
Oh, quality. Oh.
And... the results suggested that bloating or cramp could be caused by carbohydrates rather than the gluten. But they also found when people ate gluten, they were more likely to feel tired or experience less positive emotions.
This is what happens when you've got no friends. People don't want to go out with you anymore.
Explains why some people feel better after going gluten-free. So it's not actually the intolerance.
Well, Mark here says, I'm non-gluten intolerant. I agree. I'm intolerant to intolerant gluten people.
A friend of mine used to have a cafe and he marketed it as a gluten-free cafe.
And he lied?
He goes, I just put gluten-free up and they come in.
Yeah.
He said, the sales go through the roof as soon as you put gluten-free. So he said everything was gluten-free there, but he had no idea.
He didn't even know what gluten was.
No.
Oh, I'm not adding any gluten.
Which is risky for the poor 1% that do actually have the genuine condition.
It's called natural selection. Let life go.
Oh. Do you ever worry about losing your hair?
No. Look, I worry about losing my marbles. I worry about losing my wallet, my phone. My hair's I've never worried about. Isn't that strange?
Because there's lots of treatments.
Okay. Yeah. What is number one?
So there's topical things you can put on your hair. There's laser helmet. I've got a laser helmet.
Oh, you do not. You got one of those red light things that sit there. Oh, I wonder why Fuzzy moved out. Actually, this is true. You didn't have to go to a hotel last night because you're having your house redecorated. It's because Fuzzy kicked you out. Because Fuzzy said, right. I will not sit in this lounge room while you wear that ridiculous thing on your head anymore. Sorry.
That's when, yeah.
I mean, it's helping on your back hair. It's never looked so good. Yeah. Oh, I can see it coming out of the back. Oh, I can make a carpet.
Well, there's
out of
a
that.
New idea. The odour of synthetic sandalwood may promote hair growth. That's right.
Synthetic.
The nose is obviously where we have our smell receptors that detect odours, right? But researchers now know that these receptors that detect odours and smells are found in other parts of the body as well. And this is not the Pons Institute. This is the team at University of Manchester in the UK. And they
Ashley's hair and Martin.
They wanted to test it out and they exposed people to synthetic sandalwood for 6 days. And they found a 25 to 30% increase in the secretion of a growth hormone in the scalp. How's that? So in other words, the sandalwood smell promoted hair growth.
If you want to read me a story, do not use the word secretion. Because you know there's...
This is a serious topic. It's really important.
There's certain words you know that my mind just goes off track. You know I have a very limited intelligence span. I sit either side of filth. I don't know where else to go.
But before you run out and get sandalwood...
I'm not buying sandalwood.
To put on your head, yes. It's got to be the synthetic one because the
so that means fake.
The genuine, yeah. Fake. Only the synthetic one works apparently.
So
not the one you put in your oil burner.
Oh, okay, so fart and sandalwood ain't going to help you grow your hair back, is it? No.
Wake up with Tom and Warren Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.